For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy.
Hi everybody, I'm Kevin, Kevin Psychology. Today we have Bill Notnilk, a lawyer from New Mexico. He has a very important case for us that I will try to settle as best I can. Bill?
Hi, Kevin. As you know, you said it before, I am a lawyer from New Mexico. I work for, human injury. And we have a case here where, let's say the plaintiff, let's say her name is, Mrs. Smith. Okay. So Mrs. Smith is saying that this other guy named, Mr. Sharp, okay. So, Mrs. Smith is saying that Mr. Sharp, the defendant, deliberately and purposefully rammed his car into her car and tried to end her life. And he denies it. He's pleading guilty. And he has a lot of money. So he got me. And I'm a really good lawyer. But I know a lot of lawyers struggle with cases. But this one is especially important to me. Because he tried to end my sister's life. He doesn't yet know she's my sister. And I know that he did purposely try to ram his car into my sister's car. And he tried to end her life. And it's horrible. And I know that. But he has me. Okay? And he has facts that are so substantial that if I was the jury and I knew nothing about this case, I'd probably be convinced. But I know that he's lying. I know. And I don't want him on the streets. I don't want him to get back at my sister. You see, it's a kind of a social media feud. It's just complicated. All I'm saying is, I honestly don't know what to do. I need your help. Because I know that what he's doing is wrong. I know that Mr. Sharp is guilty. And I have proof. But I'm his lawyer. This is my job. And this is against my sister. And again, I want to keep my job. Because I'm one of the highest lawyers in New Mexico. But again, there's this family thing, and I haven't kept in touch with her for a while because there was something of my mother's that after she passed, it was unclear who she left it for. And it was very valuable. It was some papers that were very valuable, and we had a feud about it. So it's been a while. And I don't know what to do. So that's where I need your help, Kevin. Please. Please help me. Please. And I know this is on your answering machine. But this is important. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Okay. So that was Bill Notnilk, a lawyer from New Mexico. He left that message on my answering machine. And, it hit me right in the heart. Because it's a very important case. And we all struggle, with these kind of things. Where we have to pick one side and we don't know which one is better. Which one is the easier one to take. Well, I'm telling you. Always, always choose family. Family first. You know, just because you have an argument with someone in your family, just because you haven't seen them for a while, they're still part of your family. Deep down, I'm sure they still have that special family member bond with you. And you do too. You do not ever want to break up a connection with your family. Like I said, I would tell Mr. Sharp, I know what you've done. I know it. I would just say, get another lawyer. Because I'm not going to help you. So he would get another lawyer. And what I would do? If my job, if I was fired, I got quit, I would get a hold of my sister and tell her. Tell her that I'm fighting for her. Tell her what I did in order to help her. And I would ask to him, be a witness. Because witnesses aren't always people who are there. Witnesses can be people who have the evidence, who understand, who know what happened, who have proof. And this is a very tough case because it's that, do I make my life miserable or make someone else's life miserable? And the answer is, your life can always improve. If you make your life miserable, it's your life. You can change it. But with someone else's life, if you make their life miserable, you may never be able to ever change it again. And this is Kevin's Psychology. Today we're going to go through some emails. Okay. We have Susan. And she's a 15-year-old girl. And she says here, hi, Kevin. Me and my friends have been doing a secret Santa. Well, the thing is, one of my friends is still friends with somebody who backstabbed me, who did something so horrible to me. And with the secret Santa, well, I got her. And I don't really want to give her a gift because of what she's done to me. What do I do? Ah, Susan. I've had this happen to me before. I've had multiple people. Oh, you don't know how many backstab me. I lost all my friends in 2015. All of them. It was horrible. But I realized you can't just stand there. You can't just stand there. One, feeling bad about them. You don't want to think bad thoughts about them. I remember thinking, oh, I hope that something horrible happens to them. I remember once thinking, I hope they all die. Well, that's a very horrible thing to think. And I realized that because I saw one of the people who backstabbed me at a concert. They were very friendly. And they're trying to be friendly, and there's some people, like especially my best friend, who are trying not to talk to me at all. But it's horrible. But then I realized, because it was the Jubilee Year of Mercy, and I started thinking about this forgiveness stuff. And I thought, if God can forgive us for the horrible things that we do, then I should forgive these people who've done wrong to me. I don't want them to die at all. I don't want anyone to die. I want them to be closer. Closer to God. That was horrible what I thought. And I just thought that because I was just so angry. And I had to let my anger out and I wasn't thinking clearly. You need to really think clearly. Do you want to give a gift to this person? That's your problem, because they hurt you before. They did wrong to you. And you don't want to give them a gift. But God gives us gifts, and we're horrible to Him. We all do horrible stuff. I do horrible stuff. I am a sinner. Everyone is. But just because someone does horrible stuff to you, you can give them a gift. I think you should give them a gift. But you don't have to really talk to them. If you see the person who backstabbed you, see someone who hurt you, you don't have to be friends with them again. Just treat them kindly. Treat them with respect. Maybe that will change their heart. Maybe they'll start being nicer to other people. And that is my verdict.
For life advice and psychology, call Kevin, he's a prodigy. Honestly.